He's smarter than Batman, stronger than Superman, and better looking than Thor. It's your host, Alex Curtis. Are you ready for the Batman?
Hello, and welcome back to the Advisors Assemble podcast. And I was trying not to laugh because Lauren is with me and she just literally said she's got geese outside of her windows. And I thought, for some reason, that's tickled me. So, Lauren, how's it doing? Are they your geese? Are they like, who owns the geese? Are they wild?
They are our pet geese, I suppose. They, not unofficially, they live on our roof and on the roof of the garage across from our parking lot. And I don't know if you know this, or maybe I'm wrong, so I guess we'll have to fact check this, but geese come back to the same nest every year. They build their nest in the same spot. So we feel particularly like they really are our geese because they are the same geese every year. And they lay their eggs in the same exact spot. And so we like know they're coming and we're like, okay, this is spring. Spring is coming.
That's brilliant.
But they're very loud.
Excellent. And we're only 1 minute in and people may have learned something new already. So I feel like that's the objective. If you learn something new on each episode, just take away one thing, then you're winning. I didn't know that. I've learned something new. I didn't know that about geese.
We'll have to check this, but just for...
We will have to, because it could... Yeah, absolutely. Not the area of expertise we were going to talk about, but we were going to talk about Instagram, because you're my Instagram guru, if you like, and you did an amazing talk for us at our virtual conference last year. We're just saying, I can't believe it's been a year. We were meant to have our proper conference on the 26th, so yeah, almost a year. So and I think we did it on the same day. And then yes, you did. It was like your next 12 posts, wasn't it? You gave us a load of ideas, and then also we did a Zoom kind of Q&A on. We were talking about like hashtags and things like that. So there will be a lot of people that didn't attend that and a lot of people that don't know where to get started with Instagram. But can we tell everyone about you? I'm assuming they know from your voice you're not from the UK, but that is where we met.
That is where we met. We met at the Youpreneur conference in London. But yeah, I'm from Lauren V. Davis. I'm from Rockford, Illinois, which is at the very top middle of Illinois in the States. And I love coaching and helping entrepreneurs build their businesses. I find a lot of entrepreneurs are very intimidated by leaping into their personal branding and their social marketing and their PR, and they feel like there's so much to learn. So I really help them discover their voice, set and achieve their goals, and increase their visibility online so that way they can build a business that brings them not only money, but also joy and purpose.
That sounds amazing. Is that a rehearsed intro? Because it did sound very concise.
It's not rehearsed, but I've been working on it. I've been working on how to confidently introduce that part about me. Because a lot of times when I show up and I talk to someone or someone says, what do? I stumble because I'm like, I really just love helping people. Or I say something like really dorky like that. And they're like, oh, great. Another one of those. So I really do love what I do. I love helping entrepreneurs so much. Like, it's my favorite thing. Someone asked me recently, actually, I think it was a friend of ours, Bob Gentle. He asked me recently something like, what part of your business is it that you love? And I was like, honestly, like I really do love learning about analytics. I love learning about social media. But the part that actually brings me joy is seeing a business owner have one of those light bulb moments where they are just, they have go from overwhelmed and seeing the transformation where they're like, oh, this makes sense now. Oh, this is all working together. I get it now. Like those light bulb moments, or when they text me and they say, Lauren, I don't even know what you did to me, but now I'm suddenly a marketing machine. That's those kind of moments for me are like, that is what I love. That's what I live for. And so how do you sum that up in one sentence?
Yeah, that is difficult. Yeah. That is difficult.
I couldn't tell someone that on an elevator. That's for sure.
Yeah, no, definitely. Definitely. So then let's talk about that, because the kind of where people are at before they meet you or start working with you, then this overwhelm. And then if we talk specifically about sort of Instagram, what do you think people get overwhelmed with or don't understand about Instagram in the kind of the first place?
I think one thing to keep in mind is that a lot of people get really stressed that they have to be on every single platform at once. And first, the first thing I tell people is to pick one platform that feels really fun to you. That's the platform you should start to get to know first and start really diving in to understand better. And once you understand that better, then you can move on to another platform. So for me, that one platform that I love checking every day and I love being part of is Instagram. Might not be for everyone, but for me, it's Instagram. So I'm happy to talk you through anything you want to know about Instagram today. But yeah, keep in mind when you are starting your social media journey and when you're building your personal brand online, start with one or two platforms that you can really get to know and make sure that they are the platforms that bring you joy, because then you're going to get really good at them.
Absolutely. And then if we think about our people, our listeners, a lot of them will be, they do like mortgages, do like financial advice. So it's more like adult people. And there's always this perception. Everyone thinks like Instagram is for kids, but like everyone I know who's 30s, 40s is on Instagram. Maybe not my mum, who's in her 70s, but it does feel like the demographic of, I'm on Instagram, I'm of a mortgageable age, I'm not hanging around with a lot of people I know, same age sort of thing. So is in terms of the platform as well, would it be right for using it as a mortgage broker or a financial advisor, do you think, in terms of the people that are on there?
It's something to be said that there's 1 billion active users on Instagram, and that number is growing all of the time. And not only that, but the age group of Instagram is changing. So yes, people started as, some of the platforms started as, well, really it started as a photography platform where people mm-hmm. were taking photos and curating their feeds with photos, and it turned into a much more social platform. However, it is the second most free downloaded app in the Apple App Store. The age bracket of people is changing. And when you think about those age brackets, it only takes 6 years for someone to go from one age bracket to the other if they're starting at the very bottom. So when we think about that and we dismiss it, or any app, TikTok, any new app, Clubhouse, when we dismiss it as, oh, this is just that age group, instead of looking at the behavior of how people use a certain app, then we are going to miss out, because that age group changes into the next age group in a matter of 6 years. So should you be on Instagram? Yes, you should. And Instagram is a great place where I would say, as the people in your industry, I would tell them to build their personal brand out there, and not maybe not build out their company, but build a place where people can get to know the personal side of the you behind your company. And that's where you're going to really thrive on Instagram.
Absolutely. So this leads really great into the next thing I was going to say, is that as an agency, when we're working with a business to help them market their business, market them and their personal brand, we don't use Instagram that much because I can't, or me and my team can't be them. And I feel like the people that are maybe like the smaller firms or the individual, the self-employed, they are the business, just them, that Instagram is great for them. And there is a guy who's really good on Instagram. It is just him, and he's getting his personality out there and doing well with. But we don't do it as an agency. I feel I'd struggle that how can I can't be them. So certain things as an agency we can't do. And I think there's an advantage for smaller people, or even if you're a big company, as long as you're doing it. I think it's difficult for someone else to do that for you on Instagram. And I don't like, you can't put links in the post as well. So that's but Instagram's my place for my personal stuff, where I try not to make it about work for me. It's like Instagram, it's my outlet for just when I want to go on social media and not look at mortgage stuff, is what I personally use Instagram for.
So that, you said a whole bunch of things in there that
I did there. Yeah, that's a thing that I do. You're going to
have to get used
to that.
You didn't really ask a question, though.
So yeah, I don't ask questions. I make random statements. And I just, your job is to prove me wrong, basically. Okay. Yeah, so I should have let you know that at the beginning, yeah.
Okay, the first place I'm going to start is, you said it's really hard for you to do that for your clients and to be them. And I do some done-for-you services for a few different clients. And I don't really, that's not a part of my business that I hire out anymore, but I can tell you exactly what you need to do in order to create done-for-you services for clients who you need to act as them. And you need to really know that client. So you have to really get to know them deeply. So whenever I work with a client like in that capacity, I make sure that I really understand their voice and who they are. I make sure that I ask them a bunch of questions about their why and about how they're showing up for their community and how they're showing up for their people. And then I make sure that they have a ton of photos of themselves. So anytime I can snap a new photo of them networking or doing something mm-hmm. where I can get a photo of them that's not just a posed photo of them standing and smiling, I will, because I want to make this that look as organic as possible. Is it going to work as much as doing it themselves? Probably not, but maybe. You can really make that work, but it only works if you're speaking in that person's voice. Because if there's a misalignment between how you're talking to their audience and how they actually are in the world and how they show up in the world, that's when people will smell it out immediately. And you can see, you can even check when you're on Instagram, you can tell who's not running their own Instagram. You can get a feel for it. My job when I work with a local business or a smaller company or even a podcaster or an entrepreneur, I'll sometimes come to an event for them and I will be them on their Instagram for a set number of days for a high dollar amount. And we need to have those very intentional, very deep meetings where we actually talk about how they use their voice, what their feelings are, what their opinions are on things. And if I know that, then I can do a very good job at being someone else. So yes and no, it can work. It can also not work. There are plenty of people out there who you do feel like you're looking at them posting on their own Instagram, but it might be their hand. It might be someone who is their most important administrator or their executive assistant or something like that. Or it might be a combination of that person and their executive assistant. So that kind of thing also works. But one thing that, you know, as I understand where you're coming from, this is the other thing you said, where you said you go on Instagram to scroll through and find people who really maybe aren't related to the mortgage industry because that's your fun place. But what if someone showed up in your feed and was in your industry, but they were actually fun to follow?
Yeah, exactly.
Wouldn't you follow them? Wouldn't you be like, huh?
Yeah, no, I do. So yeah, there is a guy. Yeah. There is a guy. It's funny. I like watching his videos. I think it's hilarious.
When you think about that, we think, oh, we have to categorize this. Like we have to put this into, this is the fun industry. This is the industry that has influencers. But really, any industry can be very fun on Instagram. And anyone can build their personal brand. And if you think about the fact that people are 16 times more likely to read a post from a friend than from a brand, like everybody should be building their personal brand online.
I love that. I love that because, yeah, we obviously met at Upreneur. We both believe that people buy from people. But yeah, I never use facts like that when I talk about it. So I'm always like, look, you as you can get more impact than someone else and your company. So if you've got like Joe Bloggs, the person is more powerful than Joe Bloggs Mortgages Limited and the logo and everything there. And you know, go for it. I was going to say, just backing up what you said, if someone's going to do it for you as you, they've got to do it as you. I think it's more powerful as you than as the company.
Yes, exactly. And I think that you should know as the personal brand entrepreneur that when you are giving someone the reins like that, that you are responsible for what gets put out there into the world. You have to have a hand in it. It's not a passive thing to hand off. And if it is a passive thing you're handing off, you're not going to get results. One thing I just thought might be interesting to you is this like kind of little story that I can tell that really illustrates the power of Instagram and selling online, making money online. You and I met at an event. We keep referencing this, but we met an event and there's a lot of networking going on. And I can't even remember the origin of us actually meeting. Like what?
I think it would have been my hilarious introduction video. And then I think it was at the bar and you were like, you were the guy with the thing, the video.
Yeah. I didn't follow you around to get a free drink like you offered in your know, video. Yeah. I was like, no, I'm not doing that. But I did. I was like, oh, yeah, you're the guy with the video.
It was a good icebreaker. It was a good icebreaker. Yeah. I felt like a celebrity for a week. It was brilliant.
I thought that was brilliant. That was so good. Thank you for doing that. And thanks for reminding me. I don't know how I forgot that. Okay. So imagine you are at a conference or a networking event like you and I were at that, you know, networking afterwards at the hub, at the bar. And there are a few types of situations that you might be familiar with, because I'm sure that you guys have during post or pre-COVID times, you've had networking events where you meet up and talk to other industry professionals. There's one situation where a person comes up to you, they shove their business card in their face, in your face, and then they do an elevator pitch at you, and your eyes just glaze over. You know what I'm talking about? You don't know. I don't know if you hear the geese.
I did hear the geese. Yeah, I forgot about the geese.
This person just does not care. And after they pitch you, they walk away and you have their business card, but you're like, okay, I'm just going to leave this business card on the bar. I don't really want to talk to this person again. And I know it's really extreme, but that does happen in a networking situation. Then there's situation two, and we all know this type too. They come up to you, they ask you a super directed question, like a very pointed engage question. And then you can see as you're answering that they're just like waiting for you to answer your reply, and they're barely listening. And they're looking over you or looking past you to see who the next most important person in the room is. We don't feel good about that interaction either. We honestly don't feel like we trust them. We don't feel warm. We just feel like, okay, who's the next best person they're going to meet? And that feeling feels like crappy too. So situation three, at an in-person networking event, you get to the networking event, you spend time getting to know someone at the event. You both have a big interest in getting to know one another and understand each other's businesses or life. You get each other's information, you laugh, you have jokes. This is how you and I met, right? At the end of the night, you're connected by either email or on social media in some regard. And then maybe you get coffee or you get a drink later. And after that meeting, and after you end up talking a little more and making up several more touch points, you might end up doing business with them. You might end up on their podcast. You might refer them to friends or refer them to other people. And a lot can happen from that moment, but it took some very sincere and very real touch points. And I don't know why we think it's different on social media. I don't know why people think you can just send a message and get a sale on LinkedIn, on Instagram, on anywhere. If social media feels forced and strained to you, you just have to consider if how you're using it really aligns with how you make natural connections in real life. And once you figure out the key to how you make natural connections in real life and realize that social media can be exactly the same and there's real people behind their phones and behind their computer screens, then you are going to win.
Absolutely. So I guess the question is, like, how do we do that when it's like in an event you can go up to someone, you can start a conversation? Does that feel weird on Instagram? Because if someone tries to connect with me and send me a message straight away on Instagram, it's a bit weird. Like, how do we break the ice then?
Sure. Instagram's algorithm favors interest and relationships. So I would start by building relationships with people you're already connecting with in other places. Like, you and I have stayed friends on Instagram, but maybe some of the people from the summit that I spoke at for you came over and followed me on Instagram too. So I can connect with them in the same way. New people follow you all the time, maybe not hundreds at a time, but one or two here and there. Those people, I would spend 1 second opening up your messages and sending them a voice memo and saying, hey, I just noticed you followed me. Thank you so much. Is there anything that you're wanting to see more content on? Or do we have a mutual connection? I'd love to get to know you. Just know, making relationships and creating relationships without any expectation of anything in return is huge. But on the technical, tactical side, Instagram's algorithm favors interest and relationships. So that means you should think like your customers and ask yourself, what are they interested in and how can you build relationships with them? So I would spend 10 minutes a day actively engaging in hashtags that your customers would follow, or on pages that your customers follow. So engaging, meaning affirming, leaving comments, connecting with people. Spend at least 10 minutes a day actively engaging, and especially before you post something. I would also say, make sure that you're connecting with the people who are already your followers. So pay attention to the people who are already at your party, because those people will bring more people to your Instagram. Those people will bring more people to follow you if they like what you're putting out. And when I say pay attention to them, you can go look at your followers at any given time, go to their profile, like a few photos, leave a comment, watch their stories. There's ultimately tons of ways you can do that. I would set a time limit on it so you don't feel overwhelmed, and do what you can do, and that's all you need to do. But when I say that Instagram favors interest and relationships, it means that if you and I, Alex, are having conversations in our direct messages a lot, and then you post a story, or if you and I are tagged in a bunch of photos at Youpreneur, and then you post something and you and I have been connecting all week, Instagram's going to put that content in front of me. So the more that you can connect with your followers that are already following you, you don't have to do any more work there. If you can connect with them and start having real conversations with them, Instagram is going to put your content in front of them more. And one thing to note is that if they are already following you and your content's already being delivered to them, you're going to show up in their stories more. You're going to show up in a lot of different things more. And Instagram also has machine analyzing vision that analyzes the depth of your comments. So if you are just leaving like fire emojis, it's not going to really work, you know?
Yeah, I'm guilty of that.
So they're actually, I'm not saying, I wasn't pointing at you, but just like, I didn't know.
Yeah, I didn't know you guilty. Were the fire emoji guilty guy. Is charged, yeah. I'm the fire emoji guy. Yeah.
So if you are leaving in genuine comments, Instagram's algorithm understands that. So they're looking for deep, meaningful relationships with people. So how do you have deep, meaningful relationships with people? Well, actually engage with people you're interested in. This is real life. Like, these are people. So if you know that your followers are interested in you, that's why they're following you. But if you need somewhere to start with the people who show up to every single story and comment on every single post, there's always that 10 people that are always there.
Yeah.
Like, they're always watching your posts. They're always watching your stories. Start with those people. See what kind of makes them tick. See why they always show up. What makes you interesting to them? Just figure it out on your own and start posting more of that.
No, it makes sense. It makes sense. It feels like, we talk about Instagram, but this feels like the same sort of process anywhere, right? Like, just engaging with real people. Because I do a similar thing with LinkedIn. I'm thinking, this is exactly what I do on LinkedIn. I spend more time engaging with other people's posts than posting myself. And they see more of my content when I do. So yeah, it just feels like it's a very similar process wherever you are. It's like treating people, not just chucking content out there. It's actually engaging with people. It feels like a really simple thing to do, but people rarely do it because it's a bit more effort.
Yeah. And just so you know, there, when I talk about Instagram, there really are like six places on Instagram where you can really engage and have fun and feel it out and feel where you thrive the most. The first one is that home feed. So the home feed is like where you see people that you follow and hashtags you follow. But one of them is the Explore feed. And do you know what I mean when I say the Explore feed? It's that little magnifying glass.
I was going to say yes. Yeah.
Okay. So on Instagram, there's an Explore feed. And that's where some of your listeners, they probably have seen where there's a bunch of things that pop up that are or similar to things that they like and or things that they've been looking up in the past. And Instagram actually takes the content that you are looking at. It takes content that you are analyzing. So maybe you stop on some content sometimes, but you don't like it. Maybe you're looking up somebody or you're like paying attention to someone's content, but you don't want to like it or even share it or anything like that. Instagram's analyzing that you stopped to read that comment and stopped on it, even if you don't do anything with it. And so what Instagram wants to do is it wants to make your home feed feel like home to you. And that sounds all like nice and warm and gooey and aw, but that's not really what they mean. They literally want to make it feel like your home feed. So they want your Explore feed to almost look like you curated it yourself with things that you're interested in. So if you think about that, then all you have to do when you're creating content is backwards engineer what your audience is looking at on their home feed.
When you said it looks like it's been made by you, I'm just literally on mine and there's a picture of the Batmobile, but as the Ghostbusters thing in Lego, which it's like they've gone inside my brain. And this is what Alex dreams about, a Batmobile Ghostbusters car.
That is so funny. Oh my gosh. Yeah. So I encourage anyone who's listening to this to open up Instagram, look at that home feed and look at what Instagram is assuming is what you want to see, what you want to pay attention to. There's another thing to consider too, which is that Instagram, it creates this content and it creates this engagement based on connected or unconnected content. So when you're connected to content, that means you follow someone, you follow a hashtag, or because you can follow hashtags as well, you follow a person and they are connected to three other people that Instagram thinks you might be interested in. So that's, it's like generates what you might be interested in a very specific way. But there's also unconnected content, which is based on your activity. And so that's where that Explore feed comes in. That's where when you know how you're scrolling through your feed and maybe you follow a certain hashtag, but you don't see every post from that hashtag and you don't see every post from the people that you follow. Instagram kind of puts things in front of you based on what you're interested in and who you're talking to. So if you and I are having messages back and forth, if we comment on each other's photos and then we're tagged in a few pictures together and we're hanging out in the same location, then Instagram's going to say, oh, Lauren and Alex are friends. I think we should make sure that each other are seeing each other's photos from this event that they're at. And it's not that personal. This is like a machine, a robot. It's not like a person behind the scenes making sure you see what you should see. But it is something to take into consideration. The first three factors that the algorithm prioritizes is interest, relationships, and recency. So interest is the prediction of how much your audience or similar audiences will identify with your content, higher ranking for what matters to them, relationship, how close you are to the person who posted it. So that's what we've already talked about. And then recency and timeliness, that's where it gets, people are like, oh, I wish it would be the chronological feed again. It's never going to go back to that. But recency and timeliness means it will prioritize the latest posts and most interesting posts. So it's not an either or. But it's about how often you're opening up your Instagram app and looking and base Instagram's algorithm, basing your specific algorithm on what it thinks will be the most interesting and most recent post for you.
Okay, makes sense. So what I'm thinking is going back to what our kind of customer, client, or prospect is looking at. If we think of one that's like going to be buying a house or something like that, do you think they would be looking at like interior design stuff? Because they may be thinking about how they're going to do up the new house.
Sure. It could be something like that, or it could even be something as simple as three signs you're burnt out when you're looking for your next home and how to fix it. Something like that speaks to a problem they're having, but also how to help them fix that problem. Because you can be the fixer of their problems. They could be looking at interior design photos, of course. They might be looking at how to redo a certain space. So if you specialize in homes or buildings that are of a certain type, you could definitely dig deep in there. But I would recommend looking at some of your ideal customers and looking at some of the hashtags they're using, some of the hashtags they're showing up in. A great way to do this is to look up a few hashtags and go to the top hashtags in those tags and see what kind of content is being produced there. Or go to the most recent, see what kind of content is being produced there. And while you're in those hashtags, comment on a few people's photos or pictures or leave some affirmations somewhere. So that way more people say, hey, who's Alex Curtis? Maybe I want to come back and check out what he's all about. But definitely try to not think like what is part of my industry, but instead try to really think like your customer. So What are they Googling? What is keeping them up at night? What is something that they're searching for on Instagram right now? And it might be something a little bit deeper than what you think on the surface level, like homes or design of a room. It might be that sometimes, but it also might be something like, I'm so tired of looking for houses, or I'm so tired of this mortgage process and I'm not sure what to do next, or how can I make this easy when I feel like that's the part that's stopping me because I don't feel like I know enough to get started. Like things where it really is hitting them where they're at. That's how you can really show up as helpful and valuable to them as a personal brand.
Absolutely. So I think if you just go like hashtag mortgages, mortgage broker, like it's just like loads of mortgage brokers on there. They're all sort of using the same thing, but I'm just like thinking, are the customers actually looking up like mortgage hashtag stuff? So are they looking up home buying stuff? Are they looking at like home, and if they want to remortgage for home improvements, they're looking at conservatories, that kind of stuff, aren't they? Or they want to get a new kitchen, they're looking at that kind of stuff.
Absolutely right. Like you have to really do some brainstorming, and sometimes that part overwhelms people. It's a little bit creative and it feels you have to really dig deep to think about it. But you could start by even asking some of your previous customers, what were you looking up? What were some of the things that were really either stressing you out or really inspiring you during this process that you were looking for? Because I guarantee you, they're not looking up hashtag mortgage broker.
Yeah. Yeah. Great. I agree. I feel like we've only got 5 or so minutes left, or max 10. I know we've covered loads and I'm being greedy, but is there anything else I should be looking at?
One thing that I really would suggest when you're building your personal brand is getting very consistent online. So getting super, super consistent. So what I mean by that is some people think, oh, maybe I should post every single day of the week, 7 days a week, or 3 times a day. I heard on TikTok, if I post 5 times a week and 3 stories a day and no, there's no magic number to that whatsoever, but you do need to be consistent. So if you can post twice a week, post twice a week, but don't post less than twice a week. You can post more than twice a week, but just be consistent. So make sure that you are committing to something and sticking with it. The reason why some of those people, when they're like, oh, post 10 times a week and 3 stories a day and blah, 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 and tell me that doesn't work. When people say that, it's because the person that tries it is being consistent. That's the reason it works, not mm-hmm. because of the quantity. So quality over quantity, don't overthink it, and really believe in yourself and trust in yourself that people want to see what you have to offer. So don't overthink, am I doing social media? If you're being yourself, you're doing social media. Another thing that I really cannot stress enough is that if you want to be known for something, show up on social media as you want to be known. Make sure your bio says something about you and about what you do. Ask yourself, why do my followers follow me now? What do my followers want to know more about? And what do I want my followers to know more about me and my purpose and passion? Because if I want to be a speaker, Alex, I want to make sure that when you come to my Instagram profile, that I am showing up as a speaker in one of those first 9 photos. If I'm not showing up as a speaker in one of those first 9 photos, no one is ever going to make that split judgment, first impression call to know that I'm a speaker. If it doesn't say speaker in my bio and it just says Lauren V. Davis and then it's pictures of my dog, nobody will ever know anything. I love my dog and there's definitely pictures of her on my Instagram. But no one's going to say, oh, she's a speaker. So there's something about showing up as you want to be. But then secondly, I would love, or maybe fifthly, I would love to give your audience a PDF that I created that has 100 quality social media prompts. And each of those prompts, you could probably make 5 or 6 posts from each of them. So there's tons of ideas, but there's over 100 just in this one PDF. And I'm totally happy to like give that to you to give to them for free.
Amazing. I was just on your Facebook group and there's already 18 of my friends in your Facebook group. So I've sent some already, but would it be best if they join the group and access it there, or is it on your website? Because I'm terrible at passing on.
No problem.
If you give it to me to pass on, it basically probably won't happen. So I think
I'll
guys,
still give you the link, but yes,
you give me the link, I'll put it in the show notes and everything. But I know there's a few people who I've spoke to and directed to your group and they found it really helpful. So I think we should definitely, can you tell us about the Facebook group and obviously your Instagram, and then you'll give me the link definitely.
Yeah, absolutely. So my Facebook group is called Understanding Social Media Marketing for Entrepreneurs. And basically, I just want to help serve people. And it's a free Facebook group. So I'll put I'll put social media tips from lots of different platforms in there at any time I can think of them. And anytime they're on the top of my brain, I'll just stick something in there. And I just basically want people to feel empowered by social media and empowered by the control they have with social media, but also list building tips, personal branding tips. And my podcast is called The Real Personal Branding Podcast. I would love for anyone to take a listen to that. There's lots of information in there as well. But yes, I'll give you that link. Come join me in my Facebook group. I'd love to see anyone there.
Absolutely. And then your Instagram is, because you made me go on Explore. It's not here now.
It's L Davis Creative.
L Davis Creative. Awesome. And do you have like website go to, or are they the best places?
Oh my gosh. Just find me on my Facebook group, Understanding Social Media Marketing for Entrepreneurs, or my podcast, Real Personal Branding Podcast. Those will give you much better information than my website.
And few of my friends are following you as well. We've got some mortgage people. Yeah, so definitely we've got a few people that I know there in our audience that do follow you already. Definitely, Lawrence, like that Facebook group's great. And it's not one of those groups where someone's trying to give out information. They say, oh, sign up for my free course or not my free course, or like $997 for this thing. It's really good. It is literally all value. I'm in there as well. So definitely jump in. And I'm going to hopefully see you in November if we're all inoculated and allowed freedom and like that you're allowed to fly over, I guess. We don't really know how that's all going to work.
I know. I really hope that it all works out because that's one of my favorite trips is going to London, not only for the conference. Don't tell Chris, like the conference is great.
Everyone says this. It's the people.
It's really the people. I can't describe it. I feel like it's summer camp.
I know, it's weird, isn't it? Yeah, it is like summer camp. And I don't care who's speaking. I'm going.
Yeah. I miss all of you guys. I miss you and Bob and all of my friends and Oliver and everyone that I've met at that conference has just been like, you guys have stayed my friends. And I can't describe how meaningful that is to me.
I don't get it any other event. I don't know what it is. It's something they put in the gin or something.
Maybe.
I was just thinking, do you know what? We're talking about Instagram. I'm going to do a selfie for Instagram and then just realize I really need a haircut. I'm possibly not. I've got square hair at the moment, so it's not happening. I do.
The theme of this podcast episode is come as you are and be yourself. I think you should just post that selfie.
Oh, okay, I'll do it then. And then everyone can then realize, oh, yeah, that's why I did the square head thing. Thank you so much. Look after your geese. I hope they're okay and they have a great spring and summer and everything. And I'll speak to you soon and I'll see you hopefully in November. Thanks so much.
Thank you.
See you later. Bye. 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 Bye.
Bye.